From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Charlie Kilmaster, a deer and feral hog biologist with the Georgia Department of Natural Resources, has outlined steps the agency is taking to help farmers control feral hog populations to prevent crop damage. Kilmaster says feral hogs may be hunted year-round, day or night, with no bag limits on privately owned land, adding it's open season on feral hogs. He says permits may be obtained by calling a regional DNR office. The Center for Food Safety filed a legal appeal against the USDA in response to its genetically engineered labeling rules. The CFS says those rules don't mandate clear on-package food labeling and allow unlabeled hidden GMOs to proliferate in the U.S. food marketplace. The CFS was victorious in a 2022 district court ruling in its original USDA lawsuit. Despite the decision, the court refused to vacate USDA's decision allowing this practice. After falling for two straight weeks, the nation's average gas price increased, rising 1.6 cents from a week ago to $3.79 per gallon. The national average is down 3 cents from a month ago, but 11.4 cents per gallon higher than a year ago. The national average diesel price fell 0.9 cents last week to $4.42 per gallon, 58.6 cents lower than a year ago. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.